Today we celebrate again Saint Spiridon, a saint who is very well known for being simple, not in a way of not being smart, but meaning that he was not a complicated personality. He was humble and simple. Simplicity is a virtue that we usually forget, but simplicity can help us go closer to God. And therefore, we will say a couple of things about simplicity. How can we increase, how can we cultivate simplicity inside us? The first thing that I think might help is the memory of death. What do I mean by that? We should keep in mind that our life is temporary. If every night before we go to bed, we think about what we've done during the day and realize that if it was our last day, were they worth doing or not? We have to ask ourselves. And next day, if we did something the previous day that was not right, we will not repeat it. So this is the memory of death, to understand and to be familiar with death, because death is around the corner and we don't know when he will knock on our door. All the saints, they wanted to die not because they didn't love life, but because they loved God and because they were ready. So in this sense, if we think that our life is temporary, we can get rid of complicated things in our lives. We can simplify our lives, and we can work towards simplicity. The second thing that can help us become more simple, I think, is trusting in God. This doesn't mean that we don't do our best, but it means that after doing our best, there is no anxiety, because without His grace, nothing can succeed. We can't succeed in anything. So we do our best, but then we leave ourselves in God's hands. He will guide us. He will protect us. He will find the right thing for us to do. This can also help us to simplify our lives, because if we understand that everything good that can happen is only by His grace, there is no stress. And whatever we do, if we trust in Him, we do it without anxiety. And the third thing that can help us go towards simplicity is unconditional love. This means that we love others not because we want to be loved back. We don't love others because we have something to gain or because it's in our best interest. We love others because we are created in the image and likeness of God, who is love. So we ourselves are made out of love. And we love others just because we love them, not because we expect something. If we expect something by loving someone, this means that we love ourselves. Our interest is ourselves, is not the other person. And unfortunately, this happens a lot, if not all the time, even within couples. We don't love the other person with his or her mistakes and weaknesses. We love them because we want to be loved back the way we want to be loved back. So basically, we love ourselves. Just to keep this thing in mind, because if we love the others for the others, our life becomes more simple. We're less demanding and we're less anxious again. So if we try and simplify our lives with memory of death, with trusting in God's providence, and with unconditional love, then we will achieve what Saint Spiridon did, to become a saint and to inherit eternal life.